and step into the swoosh.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate, nobody does it better than us. No, I said nobody. No, really. Know someone better? They don't exist. We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Each year, my great friends at Trail donate thousands of dollars to upstate charitable organizations. They donate thousands of man hours to it as well. Their team is encouraged. They don't have to do it because of who they are, but they're encouraged to support and serve on boards and volunteer activities. They have taken such great pride in the upstate. You know, they don't really build outside this region. And then when it comes to what this region means to them, and they take a lot of pride in local churches or local schools, because it's about the upstate. It's about being a part of this community. And so they really take a lot of pride in local support, local volunteer opportunities, and local, you know, dollars too, because it does take dollars. Think about Trail. It's part of their culture. It's part of what they do. Your next building, you want to be involved with a company like this. They don't build single-family homes. They build everything else. It's the great design, the design-build team at Trail. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us here on a Tuesday. To our guest lines, where Tony Morrell of TheBigSpur.com joins us. Good morning, Tony. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Mickey. How about you?
I am great, except for this. On Monday morning, I would have had a better chance of explaining quantum physics than I would have explaining what happened in Williams-Brice Saturday night. What in the world happened with... There was nobody who could foresee, nothing in South Carolina's DNA, nothing in Tennessee's DNA, that would lead to not only a Gamecock win despite being almost a three-touchdown underdog, but by winning by more than three touchdowns as well. What in the world happened in Williams-Brice?
I wish I could give you a clear answer, Mickey, but I was as shocked as you were and as shocked as, you know, about 80,000 other fans who were in the stadium were. I don't know in all my years of college football I've ever seen a turnaround from not just one week to the next, but multiple weeks of just awful offense at South Carolina to an absolute offensive explosion against a top five team. You're scoring the most points in college football history for an unranked opponent against a top five team I've never seen anything like it. Don't have any real explanation for it, other than it was a lot of fun for a lot of people to watch. But it was one of the hardest things I've ever tried to explain in my post-game article and in my questions thread yesterday on the site, just answering questions. It was, very hard to explain, but certainly a lot of fun for the Gamecock fan base.
I want to continue to review that, but I guess the next question here needs to ask is what can be taken from that game, confidence being one of them, certainly, assuredly so, but what can they take from that game to go to Clemson on the road this weekend? Different environment, but still, what can they take out of that game moving forward with trying to win the in-state rivalry?
Well, you know, Spencer Rattler threw the football just about as well as a football can be thrown against Tennessee. You know, obviously, you can't count on that happening week to week, but, you know, even his incompletions, the majority of his incompletions were well-thrown balls. He falls away. He finishes 30 of 37 for 1 yard. But you know, he threw the ball on time more in the game against Tennessee than I think he has in every other game this year combined. You know, and whatever they did from a play-calling standpoint, from a protection standpoint, they have to continue it. And obviously blocking Clemson's defensive front is going to be a different animal than blocking Tennessee's front. I think Clemson is much more talented on the defensive front than Tennessee was. But, you know, they have to design plays that are going to allow Rattler to continue to be comfortable and to remain confident, because, you know, any quarterback, you know, their production is going to go down when they're pressured. You know, accuracy goes down some, production goes down some. But this year he's gotten, you know, more rattled, for lack of a better word, than most quarterbacks do. And he stops trusting his offensive line, and then he just doesn't give plays time to develop. He runs out of there too soon, throws the ball away too soon. He just, you can just see it in his body language that when he's not trusting his offensive line. But for whatever reason, on Saturday night, he trusted them every time he dropped back, and I think that has to continue. But I think South Carolina also has to be able to run the football. And, you know, they brought DeCarrion Joyner in several times at quarterback. They mixed it up. They forced Tennessee to defend the entire field in the running game. They used some of their aggressiveness against them, and I think that's something that they're going to have to do again this week against Clemson. You know, the teams who have had success against Clemson offensively have had a mobile quarterback in most cases. And, you know, I think they're going to have to use Joyner some. And I think they're probably going to have to let him throw it some to keep Clemson from just loading up and you know, knowing the run is going to come. They're going to have to let him throw the ball and probably throw it downfield just to at least give, you know, Clemson the idea that he's not just in there to run it. So, it's going to be an interesting, you know, follow-up for the offensive staff to see what they can come up with, see what they can duplicate, what they can't duplicate. Like you said, it's a very different environment. South Carolina has not been a good road football team this year, and so it's going to be a big test for them to follow this up with another good performance on offense.
One guy who has been a little more consistent is Juice Wells. He had the great game against Arkansas. He had a good one against Vanderbilt, and has had some games. But I thought that was by far his best game. Moving forward, is that something? I mean, I got to think Clemson has to account for what is a very talented wide receiver in Wells.
He is, and it's really a shame that they haven't been able to get the ball to him more this year, because I think he's even better than he's been able to show this year because of their struggles in the passing game. But, you know, he's a guy that the staff has been raving about since he got there, really, you know, back in the spring and even going back to winter workouts. They knew he was, you know, really talented athletically. And, you know, he hasn't gotten as many touches as he deserved this year. And there's multiple guys on South Carolina's team who fall into that category who just haven't gotten the touches. But yeah, he had a great game against Tennessee, and you know, I'm sure they're going to try to get the ball back in his hands, and Clemson's going to try to take that away. So that's going to be another part of that chess match between, you know, Clemson's defensive staff and South Carolina's offensive staff. They're going to have to – South Carolina's going to have to find a way to get the ball into their playmakers' hands, and Wells certainly falls into that category.
What's the latest with the two running backs that did not play, and Christian Beal-Smith and Marshawn Lloyd?
I think it's going to be a decision that's made later this week based on how they look in practice. You know, Beamer thought they were going to be ready to play at this time last week, and then as the week went on, things just didn't go as they had hoped, and they just weren't quite ready, so they decided to hold them out again. So I don't think we'll know on those guys until, you know, probably Thursday or Friday is when we'll probably really have a good feel for it.
Have a texter here saying that he's a member of your site and has read all about it. Might not want to talk too much about it, but he wanted you to verbalize the Satterfield and play calling and all that. I wasn't going to ask you about it. The texter did ask about it, but it was a I see both sides of this thing, how it could be in disbelief that it could look that much different, but I'll let you verbalize for those that maybe not have heard or read what you've written about the play calling Saturday.
Well, you know, I checked with a very good source after the game, and was told that the game planning and the play calling was a team effort, was the way it was put to me. And I think that the way I wrote my post-game report, some people took it to to mean that Satterfield had nothing to do with the play calling, nothing to do with the game planning, and that really wasn't the case. But I think that there were certainly other coaches involved in how they prepared for the game, how they chose their personnel packages, when they went to the carry-on joiner, how they called their plays, when they called their plays. It was much more of a group effort versus, Satterfield being completely in control of everything they did from a play calling and personnel grouping standpoint. So because that's been one of their issues this year, is just running personnel on and off the field far too often and just overcomplicating things. And I think that the way they did things against Tennessee made them less predictable based on their personnel packages and the way they grouped their players. And I don't know enough specifics to further than that, but I know enough to know that they're not doing things the same way they were for the majority of this season and all of last season, and it got good results from it. Whether it'll carry over this week remains to be seen.
What do you expect game plan-wise? You mentioned the balance part of it. With Loy coming back, he was so much of the game plans and some successful offensive drives in the middle part of the season. He's been gone a little bit, and then all of a sudden now Spencer Rattler looks like Dan Fouts and Antoine Wells looks like Jerry Rice now. So what do you expect to see offensively for South Carolina Saturday scheme-wise?
Well, I don't think they can expect Rattler to have the amount of time in the pocket that he had against Tennessee, against Clemson. They're going to do a better job of pressuring him. So I think they have to adjust their play calling in the passing game, more quick throws, incorporate slants, fades, quick throws to the flat, whatever it takes. I don't think they can just expect to have Rattler drop back and have, 3 or 4 seconds to scan the field for guys to get open. And that happened a lot against Tennessee. The offensive line, and I'm not taking anything away from South Carolina's offensive line, the way they performed against Tennessee. It was by far their best game of the year. I would say by far their best game of the Shane Beamer era. They gave up one sack and gave Rattler time. Play after play. It's more of a compliment to Clemson's defensive front. I just don't think you can expect that to happen, so I think they're going to have to adjust. That's not to say South Carolina can't take some shots down the field at times, but I think they're going to have to really pick their spots and do it at the right time. I think they have to find a way to use Clemson's aggressiveness against them offensively and with the running game and with some of the play action and the way they call their pass plays. Because they get upfield so fast that if you can time it right and use it against them, it can open holes for you, but it can also lead to big losses if you're not careful. So I think that's going to be a big part of it. And then, like I said, they have to find a way to run the football, whether it's there's uncertainty about who the running backs are going to be. So I don't know exactly what the distribution will look like, but you have to get the receivers involved with the jet sweeps and reverses and things like that, and force Clemson to defend the entire field and try to again, with their maybe use their aggressiveness against them at time or get them to bite on a fake and get the ball going the opposite direction and see if you can hit for some big plays. But it's going to be easier said than done, especially in Death Valley. Like I said, South Carolina has not been a great road team this year, so I don't think it would be realistic for Gamecock fans to expect a similar kind of offensive performance that they had against Tennessee. But, we'll see if they can devise a game plan to give them a chance to win it.
I thought Saturday night, Dial and Rush and Cam Smith did a wonderful job against maybe the best wide receiver court in the country. How does South Carolina's defense match up to Clemson's offense, in your opinion?
Well, I think they're going to have to take a similar approach because – that they're going to have to leave their corners on an island. I don't think Clemson's receivers are as good as some of the teams of the past. That's not to say they're not. They're good players, but I think some of the Clemson teams of the past have had great receivers. And I don't know that Clemson's receivers fall into that category this year. But I think South Carolina is going to have to leave their corners on an island to allow more people to defend the run. because South Carolina has not defended the run well. They've not defended mobile quarterbacks well this year. And obviously Clemson's going to see that on film. And Shipley is a heck of a running back. And DJ is a guy who can pick up first downs and hurt you with his legs if you aren't prepared for it. So I think, containing the run, I'm not going to say stop the run. They're not going to stop the run, but if they can contain the run and force Clemson into more obvious passing situations and force DJ to beat him with his arm, maybe they can force him into some mistakes or some incompletions and be able to get off the field. But if Clemson's living in, third and one and third and three, it's going to be very difficult for South Carolina's defense to get off the field because of their inability to stop the run. So that's how I would defend Clemson if I was South Carolina. Whether Clayton White agrees with me, I guess we'll have to wait and see. But that's the way I would try to approach it.
I would say that these two quarterbacks and just having the highs and lows that they've had and their confidence level, I think that would be another interesting one. Weather could be a factor as well. We're talking about maybe rain on Saturday. What did the win against Tennessee do to the juice of the game? The fan bases – in my opinion, it got Clemson's attention and their fan base's attention, and Gamecock fans who had returned tickets now maybe a little more confidence going into this thing. What does Saturday night's dominant win do to the juice of the game?
I think you characterized it well there. I think, if you'd asked Clemson fans before the game, they'd have been extremely confident that Clemson would win and probably end up winning fairly comfortably. And if you'd talked to a realistic Gamecock fans, they would have expected to lose against Tennessee and expected to lose against Clemson and limp into the bowl game. And they most of them were probably more focused on what the coaching changes were going to look like versus how the team was going to perform in the last two games. So I think it has certainly changed the complexion of the game for both fan bases and for both teams. It's going to be interesting to see whether South Carolina can handle success and how they respond to the great performance. I don't know how they've prepared for road games the last, not just this year, but the last 2 years under Shane Beamer. But I hope they change something about how they're preparing for them, because in the exception of the Kentucky game this year, in just about every road game they've played, they've been unprepared. They've come out of the locker room and stepped on the field and been unprepared on both sides of the ball and get themselves in a hole. And that's not a recipe for success to win any football games on the road, much less against a team like Clemson. So they're going to have to get off to a good start and have confidence early in the game and not find themselves in a hole playing from behind right off the bat.
Yeah, I think this first quarter is going to be fascinating to see what happens in Death Valley. Tell us about leading up to that and also reviewing. How can fans subscribe? It's a great time of year to do that with a whole lot going on at thebigspur.com.
Yeah, it's an extremely busy time on the site right now. Thebigspur.com, a ton of content on the site. We've got a VIP room loaded with recruiting info, bowl info. We've got Team Scoop up there. We'll be all over any coaching changes that might occur after the Clemson game. Full coverage leading up to the game, during the game, after the game. Just go to thebigspur.com and become a premium member today.
Hope you and your family have a great Thanksgiving. Looking forward to reviewing that, talking more about the offseason bowl games and all that coming up when we visit next Tuesday.
Sounds great. Same to you and your family.
All right. That's Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com. Short break. Open phone lines and text lines for the rest of the show right after this.
How would you like to come home to a bartender who will fix you any cocktail you want?
I'll have an old fashioned.
I'll have a margarita.
Now you can with the Bartesian Home Cocktail Maker. Bartesian is a sleek machine the size of a coffee maker that makes premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Choose from over 50 different cocktails, from classics to the most exotic premium cocktails served in the best bars today. You'll always get freshly mixed, perfectly balanced cocktails with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. And now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever at bartesian.com/enjoy. Entertaining? The Bartesian is ideal for parties. No need to stock all kinds of individual mixers for complicated recipes. Every guest gets the cocktail of their choice in seconds. The Bartesian makes a wonderful gift for anyone who loves a fine premium cocktail. Now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever. It's available right now, only at Bartesian.com/enjoy. That's Bartesian.com/enjoy for Bartesian's best deal ever. Only at Bartesian.com/enjoy.
The Sizzle and Savory Pork Chop Griller is back at Bojangles in all its tender, marinated glory. Go ahead, call it a comeback. Order yours on the app today. It's Bo time.
I'm John Wright Jr., owner and president of McCoy Wright, a fourth-generation commercial real estate firm based in Anderson. We service the Southeast by meeting the commercial real estate needs of our clients through transactional brokerage, development, and property management. We have an incredible team of people, and we would love the chance to talk with you about your commercial real estate needs. Go check us out online at McCoyWright.com or give us a call at 864-224-3503.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
If you have hard-to-shop-for names on your list this year, don't worry. Buff City Soap has you covered. With wonderfully scented plant-based soaps, oils, butters, and more that are handmade daily, you are sure to gift smiles. Buff City Soap has extended holiday shopping hours, grab-and-go pre-packaged gift boxes, and free gift wrapping. Shop Buff City Soap in the Hartwell Village Shopping Center and the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville. Be sure to follow them on Facebook for this week's updates and specials. Happy holidays from Buff City Soap.
When you want to give a gift from your heart, turn to Turner's Jewelers. We have the perfect earrings, necklaces, rings, and watches for that special someone. Choose a dazzling treasure from Pandora, or let our artist at Turner's custom create a daring, unique piece. And nobody says I do like we do for weddings. Trust more than 60 years of family jewelry experience. Get a gift from your heart from Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca.
It's getting colder, so that means the fish are biting. And Clemson Marina wants to get you into a brand new 2023 Triton fishing boat. Come see our full lineup of Triton boats and other great brands today. At Clemson Marina, schedule your service appointment and our certified techs will keep your boat running smoothly all season long. We also offer boat rentals, on-the-water dining at the grill, and a hassle-free boating alternative at Freedom Boat Club. Clemson Marina, your authorized Triton boat dealer.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/radio. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands. At 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/radio. That's 4hims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Rely on the pros in EnviroMulch for all your outdoor needs. They have an assortment of mulch, riverstone, dirt, sand, gravel, straw, and much more. Choose EnviroMulch. Make your yard look amazing during the colder months ahead. Order at EnviroMulchOnline.com. Go Tigers.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One NA, member FDIC.
Diamonds Direct is celebrating the holiday season by extending our special 20% savings offer through this weekend. So, you have a few more days to take advantage of the best prices of the season, an extra 20% off store-wide. Start your holiday shopping now and save big. Everything is included. Rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, bands, colored gemstones, and yes, thousands of engagement rings are now an extra 20% off. Our selection for the holidays has never been better, and that includes our breathtaking collection of loose diamonds, hand-picked exquisite diamonds in all shapes and sizes. Don't miss this special extension of our biggest and final store-wide sale of the year through this weekend only. Save an extra 20% on a multi-million dollar inventory of fine jewelry. Ask about special financing too. Diamonds Direct. Get all the details at DiamondsDirect.com. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
We're your sports psychologists. Taking your calls on the Vibe broadband phone lines all day. You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Where every day is game day.
My man! Love it. Hey, the Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com. Talked to Russell a little bit yesterday. Things are going great for him and his family. We'll see him this weekend as well. Looking forward to doing that with those folks. Saul, Joni, and all the good folks there at the Patterson Tax Service. Pass right by them. We love it. We are, as the Thanksgiving weekend approaches, it's really one of their last weekends because you got some December, you know, Christmas and holidays around there too. They'll have some family time. And then, man, they turn that corner, and the preparation's already started for what the tax code is going to look like and what the tax season is going to look like at the Patterson Tax Service. But it sneaks up on you. Make your appointment. Go ahead and get in line now and do it now. But still, at the end of the year, you still have time to do some tax planning and tax evaluation. PATTX.com, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289, 864-859-8289. Love the Patterson Tax Service. So a couple things here. I wanted to get into the rivalry week and what this year's games mean. You know, rivalries in essence, in the macro sense, are there for a reason. A lot of times it's geographical or in-state. Sometimes you get out of state there too. Some of you don't understand, like the Notre Dame-Southern Cal thing. That's a traditional thing, but that's not. Southern Cal people don't work with Notre Dame people or anything like that. Army-Navy, you can understand. Did you see Navy's new uniforms or uniforms for the Army-Navy game?
No, I'm going to have to look that up.
NASA. It looks cool. Buddy. Mm-hmm. It looks those Army and Navy uniforms are the best every year. But anyway, you get it. I mean, you've been to Oxford, Mississippi a bunch now.
Yes.
You understand the Egg Bowl.
To a certain degree.
What would you not understand?
I understand why the two teams hate each other. There's a lot of tradition. You know, just like we have the Clemson-South Carolina game, there's a lot of traditions that built into that hate. Big Friday, having the game in Columbia every year. I'm very familiar with that. With the state of Mississippi, I haven't been submersed in that. I don't understand everything. I don't understand the tradition behind the hate, if that makes any sense.
Well, you're not. I mean, it's relative in there. I mean, really, the fan bases aren't different. We think they are. We have this pride. Oh, we're different. We're the family. You're no different. Yeah, political party. The other person's an idiot because I believe what you believe. No, you believe in something different. That to make him. They're not different than you.
Well, I've never had a Mississippi State fan pour, a 70-year-old Mississippi State fan pour a full drink on my head, but I've had that happen to me in Williams-Brice.
But there have been Mississippi State fans who have poured drinks on Ole Miss fans and Ole Miss fans who have had drinks poured on them. Ole Miss fans poured them on Mississippi State fans, but you hadn't lived it that way. And they say, I don't understand Clemson, South Carolina. That's where they grew up through all that.
Okay, this one, though,
to me, there were years in there where the Egg Bowl was not important. This is a 7-3 Mississippi State team and an 8-3 Ole Miss team and a ranked Ole Miss team. But this is Mike Leach and Lane Kiffin. This is the entertaining game anyway. And you've been to Mississippi, you know. I mean, there are parts of Mississippi, and I can say this in South Carolina. I don't take great pride in the state of South Carolina. I've said that before. Got nice beaches, nice mountains, but I don't have, like, this overwhelming sense of South Carolina pride. But there are parts of Mississippi just downright depressing to me. And aspects of Mississippi that fit the stereotype that and Alabama too, and Georgia too, and South Carolina too. I mean,
there's stereotypes for a reason.
Right. But there had been times where the Egg Bowl to me didn't mean a whole lot. Mike Leach versus Lane Kiffin. Thursday night, I'll be watching, and Thursday night it means a lot to me. For instance, there have been times where Arizona and Arizona State was an important football game. This year, I'm not going to watch the Arizona State game. It's a little bit like that. You understand why the rivals, and I don't know the difference in an Arizona State fan and an Arizona fan right now. NC State, North Carolina, both the teams are ranked this year. And that's Dave Doran and Mack Brown, and that's fourth team quarterback versus Drake May, and it's in Chapel Hill, and North Carolina's come off a loss to Georgia Tech. There's a lot in there for that one. Florida State has a little bit of bite this year because it's a new coach in Napier and Norvell, and Florida State's trying to get back. And they're ranked inside the top 20 and a 10-point favorite. That's interesting. In many years, whether it be Eddie Lee Ivory or chilling like Pat Swillen, Georgia Tech kind of meant something. Eddie Meek Cleaver Weaver. There are some times in there where Georgia Tech was a good football game and it meant something. I'll be honest with you. Not only because it's at noon, where I'll be at the Clemson, South Carolina game, I won't watch Georgia Tech. I won't keep up with it. I won't look at the scores. I take the 4G card in with me now to watch games while other games are going on. I won't watch anything about Georgia Tech. Now, I will watch Michigan and Ohio State. That's number two versus number three.
I mean, you'll watch a boxing match. You won't watch an execution.
Right. Very good. Saturday, obviously, the Ohio State-Michigan game is the game. In many, many years, that game has been Auburn and Alabama. This year, Auburn is bad once again at 5-6. And if you've watched it, this is not Alabama. Alabama has more issues now than any year since the first year of Nick Saban. And Alabama's playing football games now with not a chance to go to the college football playoffs. So the Alabama-Auburn game doesn't have juice that it normally has. On the other side of it, Oregon and Oregon State are both ranked. I told you I'm a Jonathan Smith fan. Oregon's only a 3-point favorite in Corvallis. And that's a game that has my attention in this year. I would say normally Georgia Tech's been a bigger game. Arizona State's been a bigger game. But Oregon State has something to them now. Tennessee Vanderbilt. After last week, yeah. The original plans were for Tennessee to come in number 5 in the country. One of the teams lose ahead of them. They're going to college football playoffs, and they were going to stripe out Commodore Stadium. Orange, with the T-shirts, the orange and the white T-shirts. That's not happening now, I don't think. But there'll still be a bunch of people there. One that it's only about history and tradition, but one that has college football playoff implications. And the game of the night, I believe, in Saturday night is Notre Dame Southern Cal. So we'll keep an eye on that one. But again, that's not a game in which they have to work together, kind of a thing. Apple Cup, Apple Bowl, whatever. Washington State, maybe. No Virginia Tech this year. In case you didn't hear it, they canceled that game in Blacksburg. This is my favorite week, and again, only because if you have enough of a sample, then something's going to be good in there. We got a buffet every year with this, right? Like the potato casserole might not be great. The green bean casserole is going to be great, or sweet potato casserole. But green bean casserole is going to be good, you know, depending on who on your covered dish, who brings what, right? Macaroni and cheese sometimes can be great, can be terrible. Well, Ole Miss Mississippi State's better this year. Georgia Tech's not as much. Arizona State's not as much. But Notre Dame, there have been years where Notre Dame and Southern Cal meant nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But this year it means something.
Well, you know, Aunt Linda's mac and cheese can't be great every single year.
You would think, though, that she'd have it down by now.
But there's things going on in
there
her
are
life.
Things going on.
Hey.
There are things that are going on. So we've got a lot. And it's going to be great. And starting Thursday and going on for all day Friday and Saturday, it's going to be awesome. Then next week, college football, the conference championship games, the playoff committee. Be interesting to see what the rankings look like tonight and moving forward. So it's going to be a lot of fun, no doubt about that. Final segment on our Adams & Co. roofing text line. We've got a ton of texts to get to. Love to hear from you. Get that and some phone calls on our final segment of a Tuesday when you return right after this.
For the first time ever since opening its doors, the Greenville Men's Clinic is now the only men's health organization offering an intimacy guarantee. That's right. If you don't perform, you don't pay. You heard that right. Restoring intimacy is important to everyone. Helping men with a proven solution is what drives success. That is why the Greenville Men's Clinic stands by their intimacy guarantee. Now you will have the assurance and confidence of proven outcomes without the fear of financial loss. By using the latest technology for the treatment of ED, acoustic wave therapy uses pressure waves to open existing blood vessels, which restore spontaneity and intimacy for you and your loved one. Stop trusting companies that feed you empty promises with no results. Trust an intimacy guarantee. Trust the Greenville Men's Clinic. Call the Greenville Men's Clinic today, 864-301-1111. That's 864-301-1111, 864-301-1111, or greenvillemensclinic.com.
The Sizzle and Savory Pork Chop Griller is back at Bojangles in all its tender, marinated glory. Go ahead, call it a comeback. Order yours on the app today. It's Bo time.
Here at Granger Nissan, we have the perfect vehicle for tailgating the Clemson Tiger games. The Nissan Pathfinder and Nissan Rogue both have room for all of your family and gear. With a new inventory coming in daily, now is the time to secure one and get yours reserved. With special financing starting at only 1.9%, Granger Nissan will work with you in getting you the best price and deal today. Located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson, you can call 864-328-1188 or shop us online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
You might not know this, but the Ingalls Bakery is actually a bakery. As in, we bake things. Really delicious things. Things like crusty breads just waiting for that scrumptious strawberry jam. Apple fritters to pair perfectly with that morning cup of coffee. Cakes for any occasion, customized to your precise standards. And did we mention the cookies? It's all in the bag. Ingalls. Low prices. Love the savings.
This is for the men who never settle. The ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly. So all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Hey, Mom, checking in on you and Dad. I saw there was a huge storm in your area last night.
Oh, we're
are great. Power is out in our neighborhood, but thank goodness our Generac home standby generator gave us backup power so your father could sleep. We didn't skip a beat.
Oh, wonderful. I know that CPAP is his lifeline at night, and with me living a state away, I can rest easy knowing you're both safe. Love you, Mom.
Love you too, son.
Call Central Electrical Services at 864-556-8002 for your free estimate today and peace of mind for your loved ones.
If you want to get in some serious time on the golf course this winter, you'll want a Winter 10 play card from Arrowhead Point. That's 10 rounds for just $100 with rounds good anytime, any day from the 1st of December till the end of February on the beautiful Arrowhead Point Golf Course on Lake Richard B. Russell in Alberton, Georgia. Rounds are non-transferable and there are other restrictions. The Winter 10 play card at Arrowhead Point Golf Course, 706-283-6000.
The Season of Inspiration event has started at Bradshaw Mazda. What does that mean to you? It means low lease specials, finance rates from 2.9, and no payments until 2023 on your new Mazda. Hi, this is Heidi Aiken. Upstate friends, pack your family and take a road trip this holiday season in a new Mazda from Bradshaw. Our lineup includes top safety picks, are the most reliable and fun to drive. Don't put your name on a list to buy a car. Drive away in a new Mazda today from Bradshaw Mazda, where cars are just easy to buy. See specials at BradshawMazda.com.
There's no day more important than game day. No game more important than the next. And no team more important than your Clemson Tigers. Now that the season is here, do your part to support your team with what you wear, put on your car, and serve at your tailgate. The Tiger Sports Shop is conveniently located on College Avenue and Tiger Boulevard in Clemson. They have selections for everyone to be able to show their Tiger pride. If you're short of time, shop the website at tigersports.com and either pick up your order or have it shipped to you direct. The Tiger Sports Shop is all in, all the time. Go Tigers!
M&J Auto Parts is your local independent auto parts warehouse. If you have an import, domestic, or slingshot vehicle, we have the parts you need. With over 100 years of staff experience, we'll get you back on the road quickly and affordably. We have also partnered with Jasper Engines and carry Rough Country Off-Roading Parts. All parts carry a national warranty, so if a part fails, you are covered. Visit our warehouse, 106 West Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greer, or call us at 864-469-9389. We are here to help you. M&J Auto Parts.
Carolina Auto Connection, the little dealer with the big heart. Celebrating 14 years serving the upstate. With no haggle pricing and no dealer fees, their customers come from all over the world. They have the lowest prices on the best pre-owned vehicles. Their staff is straightforward and honest. All vehicles are 49-point inspected and serviced, so you can buy with confidence. Carolina Auto Connection, 1434 Boiling Springs Road, just off I-85 Spartanburg. Call 864-814-DEAL for an appointment or CarolinaAutoConnection.com.
The Upstate Sports Authority.
This is incredible.
We are 105.5 and 97.5.
Give him a lot of credit. He got that left arm underneath the ball.
Where every day is game day. We are the Roar.
Welcome back. Final segment. Texture said, I just heard y'all tie rivalry importance to class of people and landscape of a state. I said you did. You said we didn't. But I don't mind doing it. Yeah. Yeah, there's a level of intelligence / sophistication / education / whatever that, yeah, you can misprioritize. And don't get me wrong, I don't think it's a socioeconomic level. Maybe it's not a direct correlation in there. But let me remind you that Alabama and Auburn fans have shot and killed each other over this game. Let that sink in. Over a football game. I will tell you, in my own family, I had family members who did not speak for 2 or 3 years because of the Clemson-South Carolina game. They got in a fight about the Clemson-South Carolina game. Didn't speak to each other for 2 or 3 years, including holidays and weddings. In my own family. Yeah. Yeah, I could tie it to, that's in my family, so I'm not being hypocritical. I could tie it to landscape of a state. Yes, yes. And I could almost tie it to sophistication or education level or what, if I wanted to, but I'm not, you know, I don't have to. Again, it's not a direct correlation, but there's some correlation. It has to be. And maybe I'm the one being judgmental here, but I read the stories about where they came from and what they're doing and how it worked out and why they actually shot each other, about the outcome of a football game or an argument about a football game. Yeah, I could tie it to that. Yeah, yeah.
Just because you're fans of a certain college football team doesn't mean you have any personal ties to that college. Personally, I don't think you can really tie class into fandom, but a lot of people do. You know, we had Texter 4699 on the Adams & Co. Roofing text line say Clemson and South Carolina people don't work together. South Carolina people work for Clemson people.
That's not true.
It's not always
not
true.
I'm going to tell you this. I think that we're mistaken if we think that fan bases are that different. They're not. Redskin fans and Cowboy fans, yeah, they disagree politically on some stuff, maybe.
I think you mean football team fans.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, football team fans. But yeah, they could disagree. But in the end, their passion about theirs, I love this argument. I love this. People calling people, they're an idiot because they pull for another team. Or because they don't believe what you believe in politically. No, they're just, they believe that different. They're not different than you. They're just as passionate as you are. And they think you're an idiot. Yeah, I can elaborate on that. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. And it's, again, it's not always. It's not for everybody. And I have my priorities misplaced in this rivalry many times. I said dumb stuff and stupid stuff to South Carolina fans. I've said dumb stuff and stupid stuff back to me. I'd like to think at 54 that I might not do any of that stuff anymore, but. How can it be that there's just too much evidence of it? And those people might have shot and killed each other over something else. It might have been over a meal or a property line or whatever. They might, you know, a noise, whatever, anyway.
Aunt Linda's mac and cheese leftovers.
Right. Now, this isn't, I don't think that's a shock to anybody, I hope, at least. There will be fights in the stands at some of these rivalry games coming up. And to be totally honest with you, Will, should we be fighting in the stands of a football game?
Absolutely not.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. Yes.
There's a lot of fun that comes from the rivalry, the banter and the back and forth.
Yeah, 100%. I'm not trying to take away from that. And maybe it's not. Maybe there's a high class of people that will be fighting too. I'm not trying to say the elites wouldn't fight, but
I'm sure there's been assassinations. Maybe in the Southern Cal Notre Dame rivalry, you know, political assassinations.
Absolutely. In the end, it is a game through all that. Anyway, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Texter says that keep my Aunt Linda's name out of your mouth. I like that. Tex also said that things do change. My mom's oven is different now. Her mac and cheese doesn't taste the same. Tex also said alcohol had something to do with this. Is Raven Larry with his confrontation? Sure they do. But doesn't it say something about, I don't know, maybe not about class, but someone that would let alcohol affect them in that way too. Good friend of mine said, I don't know, I feel like I'm pretty classy. Very good. Texas, it may not be education level. Look at some of those so-called education people who they voted for, LOL. Yeah, well, they voted for somebody who you don't agree with, then they're crazy and they're wrong through all that. We've convinced ourselves that we're so different, though. And we're not. We're not that different. I know that sounds crazy. What? Here's what gets me. So, politics has taken over sports in a lot of people's lives. The old water cooler banter used to be between a Celtic fan and a Laker fan. or a Cowboy fan and a Redskin fan, or a Gamecock or a Tiger?
A football team fan.
Yeah. Commander or whatever. Now it's over politics. Like, we've convinced each other that the red and the blue are the ones that we hate each other of. So get this. This is true. I know this. There will be people that will sit in the stands last week at a football game and this week at a football game that will not discuss politics because they have on orange and purple or garnet and black. But if politics was brought up, they would feel the person sitting beside him that they had this bond with forever to thee, or running down the hill and touching the rock. That bond is so strong that they love and they're high-fiving and hugging the people beside them. That if they didn't have those garnet and black or the orange and purple colors on and they had a discussion about politics, they would think that the other is an idiot because of what they believe politically. But they don't do it on a Saturday because of that. However, there are people who would disagree on the other side of it, would disagree so much on a red and a blue deal that they couldn't even get past the fact that they're wearing orange or purple on Saturday or wearing garnet black on Saturday. We bought into it. There are people that will have arguments with each other, not even knowing that they're a Gamecock or a Tiger fan, but they believe in the same thing politically, and they'll go on a social media site or they have their talk about it after church on Sunday, and they're adamantly that they love this person beside them because they agree politically. But this Saturday, that person will all of a sudden, instead of having a red or a blue political shirt on or bumper sticker in their car, will have an orange or a purple one or a garnet, and that person will all of a sudden now become the enemy, and they hate that person, and that person's crazy and an idiot. Sports, politics has taken over what sports used to be. And it is even defined by colors. Right?
Unfortunately, yes. But that's not the way it should be. You should have empathy for the people who have the God-given right to be wrong.
I love that text right there. Mickey, everybody, including soccer fans, have the God-given right to be wrong.
Thanks, Dan in Charleston.
Appreciate that, Dan. It's a good point.
I'll be breaking bread with a large group of South Carolina fans on Thursday. Yeah. We will be giving thanks. And on Friday, we will probably be doing the same. Are we going to talk a lot of trash? Oh, yes. We're going to give each other a hard time, especially on Sunday, whatever team happens to win. Do we hate each other? No. We're going to fight? No.
I love this text here. I vote differently than my wife, but we're both Tigers and can both agree that I'm an idiot. That's right. The great comedian, I forgot who said it, but the great comic bit about that everybody that drives faster than you is a maniac, and everybody that drives slower than you is an idiot or a moron. Like, because that's your speed, right? And even though that person might be a Gamecock or a Tiger or a Republican or a Democrat, here at a sermon at a church we had not too long ago, the pastor said, I want everybody to put our church sign, you know, our free bumper stickers on the car, window decals in the car. That way, when you're at the school line getting out and you want to get out and cuss somebody out for jumping in front of them, cutting in front of the line at the school drop-off line or pickup line, you go, oh, well, that's a member of our church. I can't do that. Yeah, the person that you serve with that cuts you off in a school line, that person's an idiot. I don't know how we got off on this. It's rivalry week. That's how we got off on it. Brad Hughes is my Allstate. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate. 292-3001. Call him. Find out more about Allstate and the Allstate Insurance Agency. I love Brad. Love him. I already talked to him this morning. Know that he's on my side. He can do the same for you. 2 minute draw, though. Skip the 2 minute, the music, buddy. Quickly, what do you have for me?
World Cup continues. Denmark, Tunisia, 0-0 halftime. 11 o'clock, Mexico, Poland. 2 o'clock, France, Australia. You also got Maction tonight.
Love that. Eric Newton.com for all your real estate needs is EricNewton.com. Get in touch with them. Can't wait to do that and to learn more about what Eric has here in the upstate of South Carolina. No one knows more about it in the Clemson area than Eric Newton. It's EricNewton.com. One of the things that I thought about yesterday with Tamarian Parker committing to Clemson, go back and look at it. Players, and they've been some misses from Alabama. There have been. But for the most part, when a player comes to Clemson from the state of Alabama, they've had a better career more times than not. So good news there to Marion Parker, defensive end coming to Clemson. Will, great job. Milt Louder, thank you from Amplus.com. Tony Merrill, TheBigSpur.com. Folks, have a wonderful day. More importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we will see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville.